AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. About 2,000 U.S.-based troops will be headed to Europe. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's a sign of U.S. commitment as NATO worries about a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine.
The bulk of the troops will go from North Carolina's Fort Bragg to Poland, with others deploying to Germany. Another 1,000 will shift from Germany to Romania. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says none of the moves are permanent.
They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine.
Kirby says they are a strong signal to the world and Russian leader Vladimir Putin that the U.S. is committed to defending its allies. The troops will take up their new positions in coming days under American command. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's Royal Air Force says fighter jets scrambled in response to four Russian military aircraft approaching the UK. The force says four Russian strategic bombers were intercepted and escorted and did not enter UK airspace at any point. Today in New York, the second funeral in a week for an officer ambushed while answering a call for help in Harlem. Jason Rivera was eulogized last week. Today, it's Wilbert Mora. This is Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell.
Wilbert was the perfect candidate to join the NYPD. No one had to tell him to become a police officer. It was all he ever wanted to do. It was the most loved, significant, inextricable part of his life.
Mora's funeral came shortly after the sixth shooting this year involving an NYPD officer. An off-duty officer was shot and wounded in Queens. There is a new leader at CNN. President Jeff Zucker abruptly resigned. He acknowledged a consensual relationship with another network executive. The Republican-led Tennessee Senate voted to remove Democratic Senator Katrina Robinson from office because of a recent wire fraud conviction. This is AP News. The European Union is proposing using nuclear energy and natural gas in developing a climate-friendly future.
The green labelling scheme from the European Commission, the EU's executive arm, would define what qualifies as an investment in sustainable energy in the 27-nation bloc. Under certain conditions, gas and nuclear energy could be part of the mix, making it easier for private investors to inject money into both. But the move is dividing member nations, with critics calling it a big blow to climate goals. Greenpeace EU says this anti-science plan represents the biggest greenwashing exercise of all time. It says it makes a mockery of the EU's claims to global leadership on the climate and the environment. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Members of two top-secret World War II military units, referred to as the Ghost Army, will be awarded the Congressional Gold Medal more than 75 years after their service under legislation signed into law by President Biden. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.